And Michael, we've seen cancel culture and violence rise at universities carried out against conservative speakers. Do you expect what happened today to bring about serious change in this regard?
Well, the question will be, what kind of change can it bring about? And, you know, do one or two things. Can it silence conservatives? Absolutely not. I think you're going to see more voices that are going to rise up and take the place of what Charlie was doing such an effective job of doing. The second question is, can we provide better security? Well, you can provide better security if you're keeping those conservative speakers in an enclosed area, i.e. an auditorium, where you can check people coming in, check people coming out, making sure there are no terrorists or sniper shots that could be done from vantage buildings. But that's not the case. That was never Charlie style. And that's really not the style of conservative America. They want to be able to express their opinions where people can be heard. And that's on the streets, on the sidewalks. And as long as that takes place, very hard to continue to provide additional security measures. So I think you're going to see an increase in this. I think you're going to see an increase in conservative voices being heard. And until we, from the intelligence community and a law enforcement standpoint, pinpoint the source of all this and deal with its leadership and bring it to justice, it's going to get worse, not better.